Well, I mean,
like, why not? I mean, you got sushi, you got wine. What's, like, what's the point? It looks fire.
Thank you.
No problem, dude. Yo, you know, if you're feeling, if you want to feel risky, you know, we got some pain relief pills. You already know, gang shit. Gang shit, you already know what it is.
Cheers.
Cheers, man, cheers. To be honest, I don't
This is a good looking house, bro.
Is this a good looking house? This is a nice ass house. I appreciate this house.
When Andy's mom came in, she was like, I like what you guys have done with this place.
Like, did she really? She really liked it.
Yeah, she really.
I'm actually surprised because when I first met Andy's mom, like, she's. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, she seemed pretty dope, but like, very.
The mics, man.
What's up?
We drank the mics.
The mics.
Maybe it was
me. I don't think
it's still in there, bro.
Is it?
It's probably it's something in there. It's probably
it's in the back.
Probably in the back.
Yeah, I didn't touch it.
I'll get it.
Gotta bend down.
That's the problem.
Well, mom. Yeah, that's her problem.
My back. I go to physical therapy.
Yeah, instead of saying her glasses, she says my back.
Fuck off.
My
carry
back.
24 pounds on your chest every day. Then come talk.
Bro,
to me.
We discuss this. We talk about your 24 pounds all the time. What?
That's me.
It is me. Yes. These kids.
Yeah, not a pop. I thought they were. You got me.
There's a lot of pain relief. Oh my goodness. Nah, I'll be lying to you though, man. That shit, this rig fucking fucked me up. Like, I got super high, bro. And then this wine is just, oh, just that instant flavor. Tastes so good.
It's a great combination.
It's a great combination.
Best.
That's how it was when we freaking so like me and Mia went to go see Kayla, bro. We were smacked the entire way there. I was high.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah,
I drove back. I like it was so bad.
It was so. But I
was passed out.
I was drunk, bro. Back. As soon as she went to the first stop sign, passed out instantly. Like I don't remember anything.
Because then you went from stop sign to stop sign, away.
Yeah, and then I just fell asleep.
From stop sign to like the stop to get back.
Nah, like. Well, no, nigga, no. That's not how it was.
I pulled onto the highway. He fell asleep. He didn't wake up until I got him back home. Then he asked me 60 times, how did I get back in the house?
I was confused, man. I didn't know how I even physically got there.
You followed me.
Bro, I don't remember.
You followed me. You walked at a diagonal behind me. I saved you from hitting the corner of the house. We came in. I had to pee really bad. You set down the food. I set down the wine. And then you face planted on the couch.
I don't remember that.
I was.
The only thing I remember is plant. And then she dragged me. I remember that. She was dragging me into my bed.
Into
I'm just like, bro, I'm not feeling it right now.
I mean, just
but you know, she a real homie, though. You know what she did? She
I
still let me smoke.
Because I know how he
did say that. Yeah. He did say that. You woke up to the barn and.
She was like, we got to smoke. I'm like, ah. And my body was like, the, you know what I mean? Like that energy of weed. That was the only energy I had, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually I decide to smoke weed, but like that will to smoke weed, like I just my body was like subconsciously smoking, bro. Like it was like I need it, bro. I need it. But no, how's that sushi, bro? That shit tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it the most.
What flavor is that? To the people.
Yeah.
Wegmans brand spicy shrimp. Po' boy roll.
You can't sleep on Wegmans, bro. Wegmans actually got some good ass. They got good sushi. They got some real niggas, bro. They got some real people, bro.
You know, their pizzas are sick too.
Their pizzas, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
I like the pizzas when it's like just made out the oven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I cannot fuck with their shit if it's been there for a hot minute because it'd be tasting terrible.
It's a cold minute, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, don't sleep on their fucking sushi. They
Sushi's
have the sushi masters standing right there.
Oh, where?
Yeah. And like the, if you catch them at the right time, they'll be right there, like cutting up the salmon and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's made right in front.
Where? Well, cool. I mean, to really start off this podcast, let's try to introduce yourself. I was going to introduce you and be like,
I was going to tell you to introduce yourself.
So, Cooper, let me tell you.
This is my name is Cooper. This is Alex
Foster. Why are you asking my last name like that?
Because
Why can't you just call me Voss like everybody else?
I don't know.
And then we got the homie cooking food out here. You know, she good eats. That's all you gotta say. That's all you gotta know about her. Good eats. Good eats. And you know, we just talking. We introducing ourselves and shit like that because you know it's a new.
Yeah, it's a new shit. Man. She brought back some. She brought us all back some sushi from Legend.
Hell yeah. Bro. That's why we're even talking about sushi, bro.
Spicy,
sushi, bro.
Po' boy, shrimp from Wegmans. Fucking fire. It's hot, bro.
It's that's what gets you. That's what gets you, though, is the hotness. Because you think, oh,
yeah, it's so good.
It's a good sauce.
It is amazing sauce, right?
The difference between sauce and what was the two things that was like, fuck, I'm forgetting what it was.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Some guy explained it on a video in a Best Buy or something. And there's like, you got the juice and you got the sauce.
Bro, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I in the Best Buy, and you gotta be my age, black man, freaking 20s, working at Best Buy, and he was just like, listen.
Lay down some straight facts.
Let me tell you something about sauce and juice. You know,
Bro, it's
fucking funny, bro. Like, I just remember him talking. I mean, that's when I got the name like Voss because the sauce, Voss sauce. Like, everyone called me. I was like, sauce, what the fuck? And then like that video came out, and they were like, they always refer to that shit. It was funny.
Yeah, it is sauce
and
juice.
Fuck
yeah, brother! It's sauce
and
juice.
It's sauce versus juice. Hell yeah! Literally had to be my age, freaking have that. That type of game, like, man, that man must have been hella confident. He was just like, man, I'm going in there knowing what I'm fucking talking about.
This is what I've been thinking about all day.
Exactly. I've been working at Best Buy. You know, actually, you get benefits at Best Buy? You actually get benefits. Maybe. You do get benefits at Best Buy.
You probably going to work there for like a year or so.
Yeah, because, I mean, they sell phones. They sell, like, every electronics. Like, I think they assume, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they work on, they have third parties like Verizon and shit like that, so they can just, like.
Yeah, they're going to.
And in Verizon, you do get benefits as well. Like, you do get benefits. Which is weird because, like, in Verizon, you only get commission, which fucking sucks. Like, it's like a car. What's up?
Back pain.
Oh, you trying to get crazy? Let's go. Pain relief.
Yeah, they sell those contracts, right?
Yeah, they do.
Honestly, it works for you.
Hmm. There, your nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she got a
nipple pierce. Yeah,
yeah,
today. The homie got a nipple pierce.
I heard that's the most painful out of all the piercings. That's the worst one.
Nah,
pain wise.
I didn't even feel the clamp go on. Like in my cartilage, that clamp that they put on there hurts
up,
so
up,
fucking
up
bad.
High. Up high, like down low, you don't feel as the low,
no,
but like
I got
up high,
up here, that was my most painful one. My tongue didn't even hurt as bad as my nipples did, really.
But nipples, it was bad, right?
I mean, I was there. I was holding her hand. She was like, oh my god, this hurts so much. And I'm like, I got you, fam. Don't worry.
For me to squeeze,
don't
and I
worry. I got you. You don't have to be afraid.
I just had to breathe.
It's just nipple piercings.
I wanted it for 3 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they told me I couldn't get a breast reduction until I have a child.
Said that.
So I was like, fuck it, nipple piercings. My sister thinks they're the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
She does. I told
her. Your sister seems chill.
She's
interesting.
She's young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gonna be 13 in November.
Yeah, she seems cool.
She was what? I don't know what she was wearing though, but she was looking like some bit like bad baby. You know what bad baby is? I saw that shit. I was like, what is this girl doing?
She had on. I think she was wearing her one little crop top that she had.
Yeah.
Little
tube
top.
Word.
Yeah. She thinks she's stylish. She thinks she's cool.
Anything with a penis that tries to come near her, I will hurt them.
Straight gang shit.
I've threatened so many like guys that have tried to come.
Homie with the gang shit.
Oh, I have too. I've straight up walked downstairs with my shotgun and cocked it as I walked by. But I'm like, what are you doing?
Fuck it. This fucking trooper, super trooper.
Oh, and
man.
It's got that gold trigger, so once they see that, they're like,
you be on some bad boys like one, bro. You be freaking. Since you look 40.
You protect the young ones.
You look 30.
Yeah, I get you.
Nah, I get
listen,
you.
I made it through high school.
Oh, you got two younger sisters? Right? Thing that must be stressful.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, I can't like, I'm not going to dictate, like, what they do, like, with, like, relationships, but, like, I'm going to try to, like, have, like, mental support. So, like, if they're going through a breakup, I'm going to be like, listen, all guys at high school, they're fucking stupid. Shit. They're fucking stupid. They all suck. They're all shit.
It is. They are, they're really all shit. Like, well, it's high school. What can you say?
Yeah. I was a little shit.
Yeah, me too. I was a dick.
I was just like, listen, they all fucking suck. Well, she, this is...
You're not
going to... It's high school, bro. Unless you get, like, that rare freaking farm boy.
Yeah, she thinks she's got a good one now. He's cool.
No.
No, that's what my mom said. No.
No. She's not. Nah, she's not. Not good.
Not good enough.
Next. I'm about to say, but no.
You got to talk to my mom about
it. I mean, I don't know.
She's got a little spiel about it.
See, it's crazy, though, because I have a sister, and, like, she acted more nigga than me. Like, my sister was more nigga, so, like... See, when she get a man, that man would be, like, get dominated by my sister.
See, and I'm a cool, older feminist who's, like, between a Gen Z and a millennial.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're called Zoomers.
Are we millennials?
No, we're Zoomers.
We're Zoomers.
We're old Zoomers. So it's like a boomer
Zoomer. Elder Zoomers!
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
I'm about to say. Like, I can't complain. I mean, we have culture. We got culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up with a lot of shit that went down.
We grew up with a lot of promises, bro.
Yes. A lot of promises. Yes. You're not wrong.
All those, like, science articles we used to see and be like, bro, we're going to have, like, carbon nanotubes. We're going to have, like...
Bro, like, I remember, my science teacher when I was in third grade, right? She had told me I was in third grade. 20 years from now, a meteor is going to go right in between California, the east, like the Bay of California, and flood Hawaii. A teacher told me that.
This fucking person's a psycho.
And then I was like, word? That's crazy.
This shit all going to end.
And then, like, I looked it up and I'm like, what the fuck? It's not real. Jesus. I thought this teacher trusted me. But this nigga, but I mean, I heard there was asteroids that were, like, particularly close to Earth, though. Like,
oh, we have a, to make this a true podcast, we have a meteor. No, not a meteor. I'm lying. A comet that's not going to pass for another 1,000 years. Right?
Really? Yeah,
it's
right.
Passing this month and through August.
Really?
Yep. You got to figure out what time, like based on your location, based on what night, and if it's a clear sky, you'll see a big comet go through the sky. There's already videos of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait. What? When?
Let me look it up real quick.
Because I'm about to say, I'm curious.
Jamie pulled up. Comet. I'm just going to type in comet. It's 1M, people. It's 1M. Don't miss comet. I forgot the name of it. Neowise. Neowise. Evening sky now. It won't be back for another 6,800 years. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, let me do an ad real quick, because, we got to do ads like that. So, are you tired?
The sun July 3rd, but was only visible before dawn until now. If you're in the northern hemisphere, you can see it. No sense. July 15th. So, this was yesterday.
Oh, we missed it?
No. This is, as the next couple of days progress, it will get higher in the evening sky. So, you're going to want to look northwest, right under the Big Dipper. We could probably check this out tonight.
Actually, tonight?
I don't know what time, though.
That's what I'm saying. What time? Like, what if it's on... It's a cloudy day, so I don't know if we're able to see
it. Yeah, it was thundering out there.
Yeah,
oh, you're right. It's all thunder tonight. Fuck. You're right.
Might not be able to see it.
No, not tonight. It's bad. You want to wait until 45 minutes after sunset before hunting with comet. To find out your local sunset is...
Man, but you already packet like at least put in the drugs, like.
That was bright. Some of the stars in the Big Dipper. Fuzzy star.
Well, as Coop finds
okay, so it's right after. It's not really. I thought you had to find out like a specific time based on your location. I'm wrong. It's just once it starts to get dark. As soon as the stars start appearing in the sky, which for some people that live in the city, I understand.
You won't be able to see shit.
You don't know what a star fucking looks like.
The only thing you seen was a streetlight. That's the brightest thing you ever seen.
Go to your house. Go to Mia's house because it's probably out in the fucking boonies.
Oh yeah.
And that's where you have to go to find.
I'll testify. My house is way the fuck out.
Yeah. Bro, I saw literally a farm that said USA, like a big old like cutout of USA on the hillside.
So like a living sign?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not the only one, but actually we have the world's largest living sign. In Canasteel, yeah, the Canasteel sign, which is made out of trees, is the world's largest living sign. We are in Guinness Book of World Records for it.
You are lying.
I am not lying.
Swear to bro, we're taking a trip. No cap.
You can climb up there and stuff and be by the trees and stuff. We used to do it all the time. We used to take day field trips and just go hang out.
No fucking cap. We are going there.
It's right up behind the elementary school.
You see that
billboard? Look up a picture of Canasteel, New York.
Bro, that's just the place to go. I mean, I didn't know Canasteel. It literally became 100 times better than Hornell. Like, holy shit.
Not until those aliens figure out bigger crop circles.
I know where Bill Pullman's house is in Hartsville.
Wait, who's that?
He's the guy who plays the president in Independence Day.
What?
Yeah.
He lives around here?
Yeah, he lives in Hartsville. He has a house up by my aunt's pond.
Where? Well,
before she passed away.
That's crazy.
Whoa, yeah, this thing is massive.
Let me see.
Holy shit.
Word. And that's Canasteel, right?
Yeah.
That's the
holy shit.
I told you, I'm not lying.
That boy is huge.
They spell out the whole fucking name too. That's a lot of effort. They put a lot of work.
They actually took out the trees and they replaced them, and then a shit ton of them died, so they had to replace them again. And there's still like two on it that are dead that they have to replace.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
What do they replace them with, birch trees?
That is crazy. That's insane. Like, I can't believe they actually have a song. That's dope. We definitely got to go. We're going to go there.
We got
to
go.
It's literally on the way to my house. You passed it.
I've never seen it.
It's on your blind side.
Makes sense, bro. That makes fucking sense, man. For any of the viewers know me, yeah, I'm blind in one of my eyes. Yeah, in my right eye. Because I had a brain tumor. Yeah, unfortunately. And now I get made fun of.
We were talking about it last night. You were in England when you were diagnosed with it.
I was diagnosed.
So you were you were what, 4 years old?
No, I was 6 years old.
6 years old?
Yeah. Like, literally, it was crazy. As soon as we left Germany, boom. Like, had a brain tumor.
Huh. Yeah.
It was really interesting because, for me, I didn't know what shit was going on. Because I'm a little kid. I'm just trying, my imagination is still, like, up there. So I still have fun regardless, like. Mom will tell you, like, I had some miserable days, but, like, when I wanted to have fun, like, I had fun. Like, I was just being a kid and shit like that. So, the brain tumor didn't really affect me as a little kid. Like, it was just, like, living life. It just sucked with school and shit because of the bullying and shit. Like, the bullies were real and shit. I mean, I had friends and shit, but, like, it was just...
That was later on.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, no one knew my story except the people that were, like, day one elementary kids, like, new.
So in Maryland.
Yeah, so they fuck with me, like, when I
moved back to the States after diagnosis.
To get treatment. It was weird, because, like, the brain tumor wasn't as noticeable in England. It was, like, getting the noticeable, but everyone understood, like, I was still, I'll be honest, that was, like, the happiest days when I was in England. The happiest days, and in Germany, like, that whole time. Like, that was a good period of my life where it was like, yo.
Little kid living it up.
I'm living it up. I don't give a fuck about, anything.
Some cool people around.
Dope people, bro. Like, my mom always had parties. My mom always had parties and shit like that at her crib.
Oh, really?
All the time with the, like, military people, yeah. They always had parties. We always had parties in our apartment. And as a little kid, I'm a little fucking kid out there, we vibing with the party and shit like that. So, I love that shit. But, like, for the most part,
all three of us had such very different childhoods.
Yeah. I be lying to you, man. My mom's a gangster, bro. Like,
your mom was a gangster.
She is straight G.
I was in foster care.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. The homie fucking, bro, the homie been through a fuck ton. Her story is more incredible than mine, man. I mean, it went through for a brain tumor. But this man, this shawty, man, she freaking went through life itself, man. And she laughs at it. That's why she's so powerful, yo. She a bad bitch.
Life the fucking joke.
She a bad bitch. She don't take no shit from no nigga.
What city were you in?
What, when I was in foster care?
Yeah.
I moved a lot. I never stayed in one home for very long.
Is that common for most foster care?
No. A lot of people think it is. It depends on if you get sent to a home or if you get sent to a foster home. Foster homes you're more likely to stay in, and the foster parents will deal with your shit. The boys and girls homes were awful.
Word.
They were dormitories.
That's crazy, man. I'm about to say, I mean, I've never been for the foster,
why
like...
Why would they send you crazy. Around? Why would they...
Because my family was a
Would they find you at the home, and then they would have to relocate you afterward?
It depends on what I did to get myself moved, or depending on the situation. Like, one of the ladies, I was the last foster kid she took in before... She decided to go move down with her actual kids and quit fostering children.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so, like, after I went to her place, I was with this lady who was just locked on everything. Like, literally, you couldn't get into the fridge without her unlocking it. Like, thick padlocks.
Was she scary or was she a little bitch?
She was a little bitch. I always backed off, and she was uber religious.
Man.
Like, Catholic.
Nah, that's tough right there. I wouldn't have to deal with that. Like, mosque. Don't, like, OD. That'd be some crazy. I couldn't deal with that. That'd just be a lot of, like, pressure on your brain, man.
I told her something I was going to do at a church event, and she got a hold of the foster care system and was like, get this kid out. I told her I was going to take a black and red bath bomb and hide it in my swimsuit when she was going to force me to get baptized. And I was like, yeah, then you'll get kicked out of your perfect little church. And she was like, you're getting kicked out of here now. I'm like, on to the next one.
You're getting crazy, man.
Group homes were gross.
Oh, I bet.
9 out of 10 times you went to one and half the dormitory had lice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a county state is this is in?
I went from Florida to Virginia to Georgia and then back up here several times. I was bumped around from state to state because occasionally my family would get visitations, like when I got older and stuff, and I would have to be within a certain proximity of them so they could have their visitations. So if they moved, I moved.
Mm. That's crazy, man. Mm. I couldn't imagine that shit.
This is all state ordered, so like each state you went to, you'd have to get a different court to sign off on.
The abuse was bad enough, though. It wasn't hard to get it transferred.
And I bet once
you just have to put in a request and have the evidence.
Once it's signed, once you have the
backup of the other state, yes.
Yeah, and they would follow suit, right? Or whatever it's called. Shit, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was homeless. I lived in my car for 6 months.
Was it warm at least? Was it in a nice place?
I was
say,
up in
my college campus. I was at CCC.
Really?
Yeah, I lived in the parking lot over there and stuff. And then I'd go in and I'd use the gym and the shower in there.
Yeah,
and get ready before I had to go to class in the morning. And then I'd go to work at night. And then I'd sleep in my car. And then I'd compete.
Why wouldn't you get the loans out to go to the Perry Hall?
Because with my financial situation, my parents make enough that I, like, don't qualify really for the government grants and stuff, but at the same time, they don't make enough to pay to put me through college.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, of course.
So I, like, fall right in between those two standards.
Right.
I'm about to say, that's a lot, man. I'm about to say, I couldn't be able to handle that.
I moved in here, though, about taking a couple classes up to Alfred.
That's what I said. I was like, that's chill. Just do something like this.
What kind of classes did you want to take?
I'd want to get a phlebotomy course. Phlebotomists are making bank right now.
Sweet. What do they do? I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
They are the people that draw blood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. They test your blood and you go into, like, a hospital.
Uh-huh. Cool.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, and I want to do that in an ER. So I figure while I'm doing my other shit, why not? More of a chance to make better money.
Right.
They usually make about $35 to $40 an hour, and they don't usually work too long of shifts. It's not very hard work.
Yeah, you're probably just sitting, right?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to worry about the fainters and stuff like that. I, for my CNA course, we actually helped with the blood drives. And some of us donated, and others, we had to watch people and make sure they ate and got something to drink, like juice or something, so that way they wouldn't pass out afterwards. Yeah, because we had one person who, every time he would come donate blood, and every time he would pass the fuck out. And then last year there, we were like, no, don't even try and set foot in a fucking building. We're not dealing with it.
This dude's canceled.
That's funny, man.
Can't donate blood. You know, yeah.
It's actually happened to me. I was told, like, I couldn't donate blood because I lived in Europe in a certain amount of years. They were like, nah, you can't have blood.
You're talking about that. Yeah,
yeah, that shit was great. I was pissed off because I had to take a piss, too. So, like, I was in line waiting to get my blood test. I'm like, bro, I got to take a piss. I'm going to take it right after I'm done taking this blood. Put me in the screen room. I'm like, bro, I got to take a piss, bro. And then, like, they came in. They're like, okay, wait, you lived in Europe? I'm like, yeah, I lived in England and Germany.
All that wait for nothing.
And they're like, yeah, you can't drain blood. I'm like, word? Okay. Can I go to the bathroom? I was like, they're like, yeah, sure. I was like, all right, thank you.
What do you think? I don't think I've ever donated. I went to donate, like, in maybe March or April. I think it was April. And so this was right when COVID, right? When we got, like, all shut down. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And walked in to this place, and it was packed. Fucking loaded with people, and like I walked out, I was not expecting, it was fucking Arkport or no Andover, I mean, I didn't think there was anybody in there, and it was loaded, so I was like, I'm not gonna wait in line for one, and then also I'm not gonna have to get a fucking disease. I don't know, like, what the fuck is going on in this room
right now. Right, man. Right.
It was weird because it was right as like shit was really getting serious, and everyone was just like super you could tell there was, like, you know, needles in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was, like, walking on eggshells. Everyone was, like, kind of looking down. Like, they weren't quite sure. Actually, people weren't wearing masks at this point.
Really?
Yeah. No one had
no
masks.
No point.
Right. No one knew.
Oh, no one knew.
Yeah, no one had. No, it was not ordered to wear a mask yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So you walk in, you're like, hey, I didn't mean to touch that door handle. You had some hand sanitizer, I could use it. Sure enough, it was right there.
That's crazy.
The lady was like, hey, we got a lot of people right now. We don't, like, if you want to wait, we're doing really well right now, so you don't have to if you don't want to. And I'm like, I don't have the time today. I would love to some other time.
Right.
So we booked and went home. But
nah, you're
that
not.
That was my last...
Nah, you know what's crazy? What hospital did you go to? You go to the Wellsville one?
Actually, it was the fire department in Arkport, or Andover.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, literally, like, freaking, I went to the Wellsville one to get my, what was it? Oh, I was getting drug tested for Alston, right? I was just doing my thing, freaking. I was dumb nervous, cause I smoked weed, like, what was it? 2 days before. Like, I smoked weed. I was like, bro, I'm about to get tested. But my uncle hit me up. He was like, yo, I heard that you're going to get a drug test. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, are you a little bit nervous about that? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. But I think I'll be okay. And then he's like, all right. I was like, but I know a place that you can get, like, some of the detox and shit. I'm like, word, say less. Freaking called him, hit him up. He got me the detox shit. Fucking,
that day?
Yes. Drank it, boom. Yeah. Went to the drug test.
The next day.
I got in there, peed, and then, like, but the crazy thing was, like, as I was walking, there was this black man that was, like, sitting down with, like, as I was waiting, there was this black man, he was, like, sitting down with chains on, with, like, cops all around him, and the nigga was just singing. So, he was singing, he was just, like, he was just going in, and I was just like, bro, what the fuck, bro?
Drunk dude.
That man's fucked. Like, I was like, that bro is fucked. Like, that man's fucked up. But yeah, and then I went to, and in Japan though, I went to Japan and I got an email. They're like, oh yeah, he's good. He could, his drug test came out clean.
So right after that drug test, you went to Japan.
I went to Japan and I like knew I got the job. Like, I told my parents, I was like, yo, I got the job.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, I got the job, and they were like so excited because, you know, they haven't been there for all my good accomplishments, like college and shit like that, you know, graduating. So they were like happy that I got the job and
what
shit
a
like
moment.
That. Yeah, it was. We had some good ass food that day, bro. I was like, bro, thank you.
Listen, chicken smells so good.
Smells like barbecue in here. I smelled it down the street. I smelled it down the street. I did. I smelled barbecue. I was like, what the fuck's going on? I'm not even fucking lying to you.
I haven't even started. I walk in, yet.
Bro. I don't know what it was.
Something. Lying to me.
I'm fucking sabotaging this fucking podcast right now.
I'm about to say, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? Like,
you can't care. No, day, I care about your entertainment experience. I hope you're having a great day, and Alex does as well. Voss, yeah. Voss the sauce hopes you have a great day.
Man, don't call me that, man. Treat yourself. Only the girls do.
Fucking respect yourself, love yourself.
Yeah.
No one, if no one else will, you do it yourself, man.
Facts. That's a fact. Yo, I got one question, bro. Are you ready for that?
Respect, earn it from yourself.
As I was saying.
True quest.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. Oh, Lord. Ah. Amen.
What were you saying?
Oh, anyway. I was... Are you ready for that Joy Badass, like...
Joy Badass drop tomorrow?
He's dropping tomorrow, yeah.
Is it tonight, like midnight?
It's called New Peace.
11 o'clock tonight?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, bro. Yes, I think it's 3 new songs, or it's an album. I don't know.
My God, you literally ate all that sauce.
Bro, hell yeah. That shit was fire. And also, I think I'm allergic to shellfish. Because I ate it and I felt like shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I think I'm allergic to crab and I'm upset because I love crab.
Did you say a tingly tummy?
I didn't say, you thought I said tingly tummy.
I thought
it was
childish thing you ever said.
Yeah, I was thinking of a tinglish tummy,
bro.
That was some shit, bro. Wait, you're not drinking more wine? Are you drinking more wine?
It's like
7:58. Yeah. Yo.
Give me your opinion. Sauce in the pan on the chicken or heat it separately? Look at it. Chicken.
That's a good question.
The sauce in it.
I think so. It makes it easier. I'm not sure though. Well, I mean, hold on.
Smart.
Would you consider this the first part? I'm about to say, how are we going to end this shit? Because, I mean, we talked about a lot of shit.
What is our time at?
I don't know. Oh, hold on. I could probably see real quick. Let me just see where we're at right now. 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, because we could put like a 4-minute ad on this, make this a 40-minute podcast, and call it a wrap.
I'm about to say, I mean, that's how they do it, right? I mean, they just put like... Bro, I be... Have you seen podcasts when they got, like, the fucking you know what I'm talking about? They leave you like, oh, we had Cash App or like fucking.
Oh yeah,
Joe Rogan. Oh my freaking god!
6 minutes,
7 minutes.
Yeah, bro. So
7 minutes. I was like, Joe Rogan, you are such a sellout. I was like, damn.
And you know, everybody just skips through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to this Eric Weinstein podcast, and he'll actually put his. So he'll write an essay and then give that as a speech halfway through the ads. So if you don't, like, if you're not paying attention, you'll miss, like, a part of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fucked.
Actually, John Lovett does that too, I think.
You watch, what's his name? The Misfits?
I don't. Austin always told me to watch it.
It's weird because if you don't know who they are, like the people, it's kind of hard to follow. But once you know like what they do and what like they're all about, it's easier to follow their podcast.
Yeah.
They like they've been doing it all the time when they're in quarantine, so like they just been like consistent more than as much as Joe Rogan. You know what I mean? Like Joe Rogan, I feel like he's one of the most consistent podcasters. Like
yeah, man,
every day.
And like I don't want to. Do you want to have a talk about Joe Rogan sometime?
In what way?
Critique, I guess.
Critiquing him?
Yeah.
Well,
just like admiring and critiquing and just...
I mean, we can talk about it right now. I mean, it don't matter.
It's like, what do you think of his podcast?
I think that depending on the person, really what makes the podcast. Like, Joe Rogan, don't get me wrong, that's his, like, that's his job. I mean, that's how every celebrity is, like... Jimmy Fallon, freaking Jimmy Kimmel.
Interruption. I have never watched a fucking or listened to a fucking podcast in my life. Thank you. You're welcome. Right, 2020 so, Mia Baumgartner.
Yeah, so thanks to Mia.
Yeah, yeah.
Hating on you in particular.
Yeah.
Fuck you in specifically.
Yeah. Nah, but
I love podcasts.
Yeah.
I listen to podcasts. Usually once a day I'll listen to podcasts.
All the time, man.
I'm a big daily fan.
I used to watch Joe Rogan's podcast like all the time, but then like I started noticing, like, the people that I they just, like, I'd be looking at the, you know, the clips and shit like that, like, the small clips of, like, each interview, and I'd be like, that's not really interesting, or, like, that's not really, like, cool, or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because it's, like, he can't get a lot of people because of this quarantine shit, because, you know.
Yeah.
You think, right?
Yeah.
Again, he's just getting, like, a few, because I'm surprised Kevin Hart came on the second time.
Mm, yeah.
And that one was, of course, spectacular. Like,
yeah.
Kevin Hart,
he's a podcaster too, and he's a radio talker.
Yeah, he is.
So he knows how to keep the conversation going for the radio kind of atmosphere.
Right, and he's just so specific, like, and he's just like he says everything correct. You know what I'm saying? Even though like he
very articulate,
like he knows how to say everything correct and like believe
he's
you.
A businessman. He's got a lot of
he makes people laugh, bro. What do you mean? He knows how to make people laugh, like.
Yeah, but the dude is a fucking
I mean, now I'm saying, like, he just knows how, like, to manipulate, you know what I'm saying? He knows how to do
it's
that.
It's business talk.
Yeah, he just knows how to do it.
And
like,
he learned it late, which means he has a really good understanding of it.
That's what I'm saying,
so
like.
He's a really smart individual. He's a lot of fun.
Because he was because you remember, he was in, what's it called? That looks delicious. He was in, you remember Scary Movie, what was it? Scary Movie 3?
Was he really?
Yeah, he was with, you know how the rapping part, the guy was rapping and shit, and then when he flipped his hood, it looked like the KKK. You remember that? Bro, it was like,
it's
it was
so fucking funny.
He was like, yo,
movies,
I know,
bro.
Isn't it dope? Those
fucking movies are so
bro, I love it, bro. Scary Movie, no, Scary Movie 2 was the best Scary Movie, hands down. No one can tell me otherwise. It's the best Scary Movie. It has to be number 2. Like, number 2 was the best. Number 1 was meh, but number 2, like, the best. That one's the most culturally like sound. If you don't know Scary Movie Part 2, like, you're uncultured, hands down. Yeah. You watched it? You got to watch it, right?
I believe I most likely have.
It was in a haunted house.
I've probably seen it multiple times, but I can't remember. This is why I'm not going to be a great podcaster, because I can't remember specifics. So you say like which scary movie I watched? I watched all the scary movies. I can't remember which one was 1, 2, 3.
What?
And that's actually a really good example of my like just. Dysfunctional memories. I don't know, like, I can't recall which scary movie I've seen or which one is which.
Man, just roasting himself. I mean, shoot, it don't matter. I mean, shit.
It was, I have a dysfunctional memory. So, like,
it's all good, fam. Yeah. Shit, it don't matter.
It works. It all works out.
Yes. Hell yeah.
I dissociated half my way here. I was like, how the fuck am I, like, already almost in Alfred? How did I get here?
That's such a relatable thing. You ever forget you're driving, like, an hour into your trip?
Bro,
like,
that's how it was.
Bro, I can't
when we went to Buffalo, I felt like we were driving, I feel like, 30 minutes at least. Like, when we were driving to Buffalo, I was like, bro.
It was super quick.
It was bad.
Like, but
quick.
On the ride back, it felt so fucking long.
I bet. Yeah, the ride back is always the worst. Always the worst. Sure. Yo, Mia.
Joe Rogan.
Good eats. Good eats, everybody. Good eats. By Mia Bumgarner.
Mm-hmm.
Shake your hands, everybody. Shake your hands. Shake your hands, bro. Shake your hands, bro.
There it is.
Thank you.
Mia Bumgarner. She's a chef. You know, Chef Ramsay, you ain't shit.
Oh, God.
You be shit. Because we got...
Yo, his daughter has a TikTok, and she makes him participate in some of them.
That is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Gordon Ramsay, you are a loving-ass father. I love you. So much. Want to have my kids? Say less.
The last Joe Rogan podcast that I really, really liked was the Bernie Sanders one. I thought that was...
You like the Bernie Sanders one?
I really like the Bernie
Sanders one. He was really like... You know what I'm saying? Like, he seemed like real like theatrical and shit. Like,
he always is that way.
Is he, bro?
That's his
Bernie Sanders.
I just like, I feel like he's just being like extra as fuck.
No, that's just
how... Yo, he's been
like,
arrested
born and raised in New York City. The dude is
he
like...
He used to protest. Like, he's been arrested for protesting before all of this.
The dude is a vigilante, and he's got a lot of...
vigilante.
He's got a lot of fucking energy. He's a pent-up old man. I liked how reserved he sounded, but he also sounded so stressed. Like, he looked tired, and it was right as they were on the campaign trail. But highly recommend that one.
So
after this, you should definitely read.
Now, the thing about Joe Rogan is that, you know, he uses, like, that Alpha Brain shit. I'm always curious if that shit works or not. Like, I'm always wondering that, because he downright supported. He was like, yes, like, this is why I use every podcast. Like, I can't take it without his podcast,
yeah.
He
lives by.
Don't question it.
I'm not French.
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna go that far.
I'm about to say, like, on a good pizza, yeah, bro. Pizza's good.
French fries, bro. I can do ranch and French fries.
Oh, for sure. Maybe a burger. You ever do like a dip in a burger?
Oh yeah.
Fire. Like, it's better than having it on, like, the topping itself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to dip that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll get
that
flavor.
I do that with sliders.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Sliders is a perfect example for the ranch. Yes. Mm. Bro, I've never been... You know that restaurant? White Castle?
Yeah.
I've never been to one, man. I've always wanted to go to one.
Their burgers are shit.
No, yeah. It's a lie. They're the best.
They are the best. You just don't cook them right. You gotta cook them correct.
No, they're steamed... If you don't know, White Castle, they're, I think it's beef. It might just be minced, but
it's kangaroo.
It could be a multitude of things.
And my dad fucked.
Steamed bun, steamed onions, and they're small. They're about, I don't know, 3 inches in diameter or so, 4 inches in diameter. They're really small. And you get like 6 of them, and you pound them down. Oh my god, they're so good.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, that SpongeBob where, like, Squidward is sucking down those fucking Krusty Krab burgers, dude? That is what you will be doing.
If that isn't me, though, I am Squidward in that moment.
That's funny, bro. Oh, nah. I couldn't be. It goes straight to your thighs.
Yeah. Right.
My thighs?
You think my thighs are so fucking big?
Good night. Good evening. Alex got his work done today. Said it was super boring.
Yeah. Work out awesome.
Making trains.
Yeah. Yeah, I build trains.
Not true. You went with me to get my nipples pierced today.
I did do that today. And that was the most exciting thing of today.
That's, you know, that would be the most exciting.
Yep. Watched. You cringed so hard when you saw the first needle go through my nipple.
I did.
Yeah. The look on your face. The pure cringe.
I don't really remember, really. I was just... Oh, no.
Check that out, bro. Totally not appropriate for the dinner table.
Nah.
Or the podcast.
How about I say, if you guys don't know, freaking Coop showed his nipple.
It had some hair around it. It did. Well, because...
Why'd you show it?
I didn't know it was going to be that dark.
Why can men walk around shirtless but women can't? Well, they can in certain states, but they'll still probably get arrested and then
because
they'll be
of
reminded
that
the
dirty,
law.
Dirty nipple.
The nipple movement.
Every part of the breast. You can have the under boob, the side boob, the.
Oh, God, top Joe boob. Rogan, alright. I get
yeah,
reference.
Yeah, you got it. You got yeah. It's from Strange Times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. No,
she outwitted your bitch ass.
I do that. All, I like quoting fucking stand-ups. It's funny.
Hard to say.
Oh yeah, that it's is funny. Show cooked funny. Down to the bone.
Bro, my favorite. What's his name? His name is Tom Segura. He's fucking friend. Yeah, he is hilarious.
Never watched.
Bro,
you gotta
he
watch Balls.
Is hilarious, bro.
Ball Hog. Fucking amazing. That was the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that out for my dad, and just because I knew that my dad would never fucking go on Netflix and like look and then find this one and start playing this one. He would never do that.
Right.
So I just put it on for him. I'm just like, leave this on the TV. If you want to walk by it, you can. If you want to stop and watch it, you're going to love it. And I came out like 10 minutes later, he's on the couch crying in like tears of joy, just laughing at this fucking show.
Wow. That's sweet.
Yeah, it was really cool. And, like, I had already seen it, so it was just nice to, like, stand there with my dad and, like, laugh at Tom Segura. So, shout out, Tom Segura. You really had a bonding moment between me and my father.
Hell yeah. Good shit.
Thank you, man.
I never realized how dirty my humor is until I put on some comedian that I liked watching in front of my parents. And then I'm like, oh, wait. I forgot that he says that and talked about that.
Nah. I definitely, like, I don't know, Dave Chappelle is, like, arguably my favorite comedian. Like, he's the one that actually got me to laugh, like, where I can't even breathe, like, eat. The Chappelle Show was, like, arguably, I only watched that, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning type shit. Like, that's how, like, old that shit is. And, like, bro, I used to watch this shit religiously, bro. Dave Chappelle, he's the GOAT. Like, he went independent, you heard about that? He went independent and, like, said, fuck you. And he made, because he has so much money, bro. He has mad money, bro. And, like,
he turned down a $40 million contract
yep.
to extend it past the second season of Chappelle's Show. And then just left and went to Africa. If you don't know the story.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah, nigga, bro, you're going to try to get.
It's the podcast.
This guy.
I'm doing it for the podcast.
This guy's coming at me with some heat.
Dude, whoever is watching this, just. This is a story, bro.
Hold on to your hat. It's going to be a long fucking ride. We can talk.
We're 50 minutes into it. We could probably end it. That 50 minutes is a pretty good one. That's a pretty good show. Oh.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Thank you for watching. This has been the Boss Me and Cooper podcast. Straight from Alfred, New York. If you want to stop by, hit us up. Fucking have a good time.
Stay the fuck out of here.
Peace!
Deuces.